Skin.
My life in a pandemic. Last year, in March 2020, when the pandemic began, my life and the lives of many teenagers like me changed for an uncertainty and without an ending line in sight. First, school stopped and became virtual. My basketball season got suspended. How I lived my life suddenly was upside down. There were no sleepovers or hanging out with friends, no going to restaurants with parents, no travels, and no watching films in the theater. I just had to stay home and wonder what this virus meant at all. Now I have been in this situation and in quarantine at home for almost 1 year. I have been attending school online, graduating from 7th to 8th grade without having any friends to meet or teachers that I usually met every day of my earlier life. Since April 15th, 2020, my basketball season was suspended with a little opening during summer, but eventually it was stopped again in fall of 2020. Every public gathering has been shut down with no real understanding when we can all go back to human contact again. Under quarantine, online school feels like being homeschooled to me. Another way my life has changed is that I always had to be alert of my hygiene and I have to sanitize things like groceries, outdoor items, my hands, and much more. This is my first time in an experience like this. I am also now realizing the importance of food and food wastage that I never really paid attention to before the pandemic. Now I make sure not to waste food. I've heard and read that people who are not so privileged and in poverty do not have the resources and food during this time and are looking for government help or food stamps. And that has made me realize how very lucky I am. Even though this is a hard time to be locked up in the house all the time. One thing, I do have to share and feel that every kid in my age might also feel with me, is the state of boredom. After online school, there is a lot of homework every day, and then I get to play video games. But how much of that same pattern of homeschool and video games, reading, or music can one really like? There is nothing else. Sometimes I watch a film with my parents, and that is really nice. But after that, it's either back to homework or playing games. It's like a repeat cycle with no ending. However, I hope with the vaccination program and the projected ending of quarantine, we do break the cycle and come out of it soon. During this quarantine, I also happened to turn 14 recently. Although I did not go out to celebrate anywhere, nor were there any friends, I did celebrate at home with a nice basketball cake that my mother and I baked, and there was happy birthday singing with my parents. My close friends wished me online, but it would have been nice to actually see them. The last birthday, when I had turned a teenager, I was in Athens, Greece, celebrating my birthday, and the distant news of the pandemic was there. But I can never imagine that it would come so close to me and the lives around me. It also seems like a dream that I had traveled to another country for my birthday, but now I cannot go out of the house. One thing I did learn from this experience, though, is never to take the everyday mundane things for granted. Waiting for the school bus early in the morning, going to school, seeing friends, and meeting teachers in classes all seem special now. Even if something was wrong before, it would ultimately go away. But now things are just stagnant. Some months ago, I did not know what a pandemic is, or let alone imagine I was going to experience one. But now, almost a year later, I'm living through one, and it has taught me how to be in adverse situations, even if I may not like it. However, I also realize we all, anywhere across the world, are in this together, and that makes me feel a sense of solidarity with people and kids my age.